Factory orders jump as inflation stays hot. By John Carney on July 5, 2022. Half the country thinks we are already in a recession, but U.S. factory orders indicate that demand for goods remains very high. New orders for goods manufactured in the U.S. jumped 1.6% in May compared with the prior month. Data from the Commerce Department showed Tuesday. Orders have been up for 12 of the last 13 months. The gain was much stronger than expected. Economists had forecast a 0.5% gain after the 0.3% reported for April. The prior month's figure was revised up to show a 0.7% gain. New orders for durable goods, meant to last 3 years or more, increased 0.8% in May and 0.4% in April. The figures are not adjusted for price changes, so a large part of the gain is likely the result of consumers and businesses paying more for manufactured goods. The price of durable consumer goods, for example, rose 0.7% in May and 1% in April. There were some signs of softening of demand in the report. Orders for household appliances fell 3% in May and 2.4% in April, which may indicate the strain that inflation and high gasoline prices have put on household budgets. The real estate market also shows signs of emerging weakness. Construction spending declined in May by 0.8%. The government said Friday. Spending on construction of single-family homes was flat for the month, which means it declined after adjusting for inflation. Orders for air conditioning and ventilation equipment fell 1.4% in May, but orders for furniture climbed 0.9%. There was a 2% increase in orders for mining and drilling equipment, reflecting the high price of oil and natural gas. The data on new orders contrasts with more recent signals that manufacturing activity slowed down significantly in June. The Institute for Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index fell to the worst rating in 2 years in June. Reports from several regional Fed banks also indicate a contraction in manufacturing.